Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bruins Leafs game 5 tomorrow night at the Garden, and Andrew Razor Raycroft is here. By the way, the drip game, as Wiggy would call it, I feel like you have taken it to a whole new level on the broadcast.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the jacket is that's a special.
That velour was
Did
Mrs. Raycroft help you
of
pick
course.
That?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I can't pull that off myself. Yeah, I need clearance on that one for sure.
All right. Well, yeah. We sit exactly where I hate saying this because I have PTSD. Don't say it. We sit exactly where we were 1 year ago with a 3-1 lead in round one of the playoffs. But this, you're around them all the time. Is this a different hockey team? Is this a different, is this a head coach who learned from some mistakes last year?
They've certainly learned from last season. It's a different team on the other side, of course, but yeah, last year I was taking a victory lap already at 3-1. This team hadn't lost all year. They were so perfect. They're gonna win in five. I have them in five. This is perfect. I'm not doing that this year. Of course, we saw Toronto kind of implode in game 4. That always makes me a little nervous. You've got that animal that's backed against the wall.
Yeah,
it's now them against the world, and they can take that mentality. But certainly they're in a great spot. This is close this thing out and look to the next round.
Who's in net tomorrow night?
Jeremy Swayman.
Bang.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Oh, I would eat that Burger King crown if he's not in net in game 5. It's Swayman series now. It's very obvious. He's been so good against Toronto. He's so good right now, just in general. And you let him close this series out, yes.
Okay, so then what do you do next series? You don't try to go back to the rotation, do you?
Well, so the rotation's gone, right? The word rotation of, like, every other game is gone. I do think we see Allmark again. I can envision a scenario where let's assume Florida closes their series out. They're 3-1 against Tampa Bay. You assume it's Florida. I could see going down to Sunrise and playing both goalies in the first two games, however that works, and then kind of moving from there. They've talked so much about playing both goalies, I think. And I said, if they're going on a long run, they're going to need both goalies. I think you're going to see Allmark again.
But you have been so right. You've been the lone voice of reason in the wilderness of Honkton, where you have said over and over again, whether it's with our show on the weekends or with middays here, whatever, that the best goalie will play the vast majority. Yet people still cling to this. The reason they're good is because of the every other thing. Can you clarify how absurd that is?
Well, I can try. I don't think I'm going to get, like, I've been doing this for 2 months at least, or for 18 months at the end of the day. And for some reason, people have latched on and they don't want to let up on the rotation. Listen, you can, like I said, you can play both goalies. You can't have a rotation. You need, matchups are different. Playoffs are different. It's different in the regular season where You're playing every other night. You're flying all over the country. You're playing a team on back-to-backs. You're playing different groups. You're playing injured players, different players. This is very highly focused, laser-focused on who you're playing against, and certain matchups, certain goalies play and have a good feel against different teams. And I think when you get into this, you can't afford to throw away a game. In a regular season, you can afford to go back and forth on the rotation, even if a guy's kind of struggling or not really feeling it, because you can afford to lose that game. You can't afford, like people saying, oh, go back to Allmark in game four. Even if you lose, it's 2-2. Well, no, you can't afford to go 2-2. Yeah, if you can go 3-1, right, you go 3-1.
And isn't the part of the reason why the rotation is so beneficial so that Swayman doesn't have those additional 15 to 20 games in the regular season to make him more tired, that he's far more fresh now to go on a run of starts, more so than he would have been had he started 60-plus games in the regular season?
Exactly. The narrative that these guys need rest in the playoffs is so absurd to me. And so, these guys if they need rest. Like, Swayman played 7 games last. He's going to play 6 games this month. He's actually not even playing that much hockey right now.
Well, he doesn't want rest. I mean, is there an issue with Allmark, do you think? Is he going to be bothered that he's not the guy?
You're not bothered if your team's winning. If you're winning, you're not bothered. Mm-hmm. And again, I think they have something. I think he understands that he needs to stay sharp and he's going to get an opportunity to play more playoff games. But the idea that you need to rest these guys in playoffs is so crazy to me. There's 2 days off in between these games. Jeremy Swayman's like 26 years old. He's in perfect shape. He can play a few games a week.
Is there some lingering issue from last season between Marchand and Bertuzzi?
I think Brad respects Bertuzzi a lot. I think there's he was so good in the playoffs for the Bruins last season. I think what this is Brad has been able to find his counterpoint in the series, and he knows Bertuzzi's going to go back at him. We've seen this over the years with Marchand. He loves it. He's better when people come back at him,
right?
And come on, like, he doesn't want someone to sleep. Yeah, exactly.
And do you feel like the Domi thing with Swayman woke this team up?
No, I think the Domi thing right off the first faceoff going at Brad Marchand in the first game was the worst strategy that the Toronto Maple Leafs could have had, and I can't believe
they tried to do that during the regular season.
I can't believe Sheldon Keefe didn't grab Domi before that first faceoff and say, "Let this guy sleep." Like, don't slap. He literally slashed him 5 times before the puck even dropped in this series. And Brad, you can see Brad in his head, the wheels are like, "Oh, okay, we're in this. This is happening. Here we go. This is perfect." And he's just continued to feed. And then Keith talking about Brad Marchand after game 3 was crazy to me. A guy like Brad Marchand, you don't even mention his name over 7 games. You tell every single one of those players, give him a shot and get out. And don't get him going. Don't get in his face, because he just enjoys it too much and he really does feed off him. Like, he becomes a better player when someone's challenging him.
Because you could tell that's how his career has always been, right? He's always been the guy that's been too small. He's always had to fight the uphill battle. So the more fuel you give him, it seems like you're spot on. We had a caller here like last week saying, where's Brad Marchand been?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, he's been lights out. And that's, I don't know whose decision it was from Toronto to say, you know, in the words of Jack, poke the bear.
Well, you talked about it earlier. They seem to be self-destructing a little bit, you know, bitching at each other on the bench. But are they, does that mean they're done, or are they able to turn that around and use that, I guess?
Well, good teams do. Good players do. We'll see where they're at. Now, I thought the Leafs were a little different this season. I thought the Leafs it was going to be a bit of a different narrative for these guys, but it's been exactly, the history is like right to a T with these guys. The infighting, the disappearing offensively of a Mitch Marner, no effort. Like, these guys have fed into their legacy, which is negative at this point, so much. I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked that they've, to this point, done that. And if they don't rally, if they don't come together, it's big trouble.
Meaning like legacy of being unable to beat this team in the playoffs for decades.
Correct. And doing it the way they've, like, doing it because of them. It's not what the Bruins are doing. It's what the Leafs aren't doing. And it's so amazing to me that they've done exactly what all the mistakes they've made in the past, they're making them again over the last 10 days.
What's with Austin Matthews? Does he have the flu? Like, what the hell? What a bizarre... I don't remember any time. I mean, obviously, there's the flu game with Jordan, but how is he still being impeded by an illness?
I'm not sure, but it looked... He was a beast in game two. Mm-hmm. Like, he was... And even in game one, he was really good, but game two here, he won that game single-handedly for the Leafs. He didn't look the same to me. I said, in the middle of three, but definitely in game four, I'm like, wow, he does not look good. Like, they're showing him on the bench. He has no energy. He looked like he was laboring a lot. I'm assuming if the game was 1-1 on Saturday night, he would have stayed in the game. That was like, okay, we're not coming back in this game. We need to find a way to win game five. Let's kind of punt and change our goalie and let Matthews sit. But, I'm not sure what he has. I haven't asked anyone up there, but whatever it is, I did think in his defense, of all the guys, he's the one that's showing up the most. I do think that he was laboring in a big way.
This is Phil from New Hampshire with Andrew Raycroft. Hey, Phil.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I have a question for Andrew. Swayman's pretty much been a puzzle for Toronto that they can't solve. Allmark has been awesome against Florida. Do you think there's a possibility that the next series could turn into an Allmark series the way the previous series is turning into a Swayman series,
right,
just because of a goalie being great against a certain team?
We would call that the series rotation.
All the rotation people, they can lean into a series rotation now. They're not going to admit that they were wrong
right
about the rotation, so now we're going to move on to a series rotation. I think all Bruins fans and the organization itself would absolutely sign up for Allmark playing the way Swayman is mm-hmm. in the next round. Now, whether he gets that opportunity or we just keep seeing a 956 from Jeremy Swayman the next little while, that would work too. But Allmark was 3-0 against Florida this season. Two of the games in Florida in last year's playoffs, he was lights out. Game 3 and 4, he was fantastic. The Bruins will start down there. So being on the road, I think it does allow an opportunity to go with one of their goalies in each of the first two games like they did in this series. But let's get through this one first. Let's see where Swayman, if it ends up in five and everyone gets some rest, it's hard to go away from Swayman.
How important is it? Because I think the biggest thing, and I've been with me for the goalie rotation thing, I think the biggest thing is, and I'll ask you because you played the position, how important is it for Montgomery to say, okay, you're the one goalie, you're our starter, and you're the backup, and when we need to use you in the playoffs, we'll sprinkle you in for a game maybe here or there. I think that, to me, is the most important thing. Do you think he's done that, and does the goalie need to know, like, I'm the guy?
Meaning Jeremy Swayman.
Whoever.
He must know he's the guy now.
Based on how the rotation has gone, do you think that's ever been, Montgomery's ever said, this is your team, the other guy is your backup?
It's a good.
Do you need that?
If that's the way it's been placed. But what I do expect that there's been a lot of communication with these guys, and whether it's all season long and certainly at the end of the season and now over the last 10 days, there's when he goes and tells Swayman he's starting, he skates by and says, hey, Sway, you're going. And then he has a conversation, like a real conversation with Allmark within this, saying, this isn't just his team. This is all of us. This is, you have to be ready to go and you're going to still play. Aiden Hill won the Stanley Cup last season. He didn't start until the third round. Okay, so there's a lot of hockey to be played. There's still 6 weeks left, 7 weeks left of this if you go all the way. There's going to be opportunities. And as a goal, listen, the other thing too is these guys are pros, right? Like, it's not like Allmark, it's not minor hockey mm-hmm. where you have to, like, keep the parent happy in this situation. This is pro hockey.
Sure?
You get
sure?
It. Well, yeah, maybe these athletes nowadays, who knows?
Yeah.
But these guys, he knows. He gets it. He completely gets it. If everybody's winning, it's okay. He's going to keep himself prepared. And I promise you, he understands that if they win this series, he's going to have an opportunity to play again, too.
Jake DeBrusk has just been a different player.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, he has. And he dominates Canadian teams. He's dominated Toronto over the years. Again, that's a bit of a matchup base. And again, it goes to playing the regular season's different. It's just different because you're not playing the same team over and over again. You're on the same schedule. And for Jake DeBrus, Toronto matches up so well because they want to skate. They want to move. There's a quick pace out there. And it just fits Jake DeBrus' style. And I think he's... The other thing too, it's a contract year. Like Mayo said, it's about the money. Yeah. It's about the money for Jake DeBrus too, because if he can
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Continues this pace and they go another round and he has 15 points. He's making moolah.
Yeah.
One last one, Razor. Is this, in a way, more impressive than the record-breaking year last year where you lose Bergeron, you lose Krejci? We all remember the press release that Marchand just had hip surgery. Yeah. We're sitting here in May thinking, oh, my God, this team may miss the playoffs after setting the record for points one win away. Obviously, they need to do it. They need to beat, you know, win one of these final games. But to advance to the second round, would that be, in a way, more impressive?
Well, just on paper, right? If they do get to the second round, they've gotten further than that team last right. season when it really counts. So that alone is more impressive. But certainly, with all of the talk around the guys that were leaving the team going into this season, it has to be more impressive than the record breaking season in that they came together. Guys have stepped up. People that we didn't know were going to be able to step up, the Geekies, the Heinens, the Fredericks, the Boquists of the world, have taken another step. So there's no question from my point of view, as a former player, this has to be, if they continue to move on and continue to have success, there's no question that this will be a much more fulfilling season for these guys.
Well, we need a closeout.
You need a closeout.
And that opportunity is tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, no, finish this thing. You don't want to go, because all of a sudden, it's 3-2, you're going back to Toronto, right? We're doing this all again.
You and got those dingbats outside screaming when people are inside the arena.
Yeah.
And Monty hates Toronto. He commented on too many days during the off-day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other thing, too, right, is if you looking forward, the Rangers are done now. They're 4-0. Carolina's 3-1. Florida's 3-1. So let's just assume those two teams, everybody goes in five. If you're the Bruins, you don't want to go into the next series playing more games.
Right.
You want the rest. You want to get the next series going. So rest is now key, and you have the opportunity to do that. Do not look ahead and finish this off in front of the home fans.
Well, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Sorry that Courtney isn't here. She seems to have a fascination with you. I don't know if you've heard that or not.
Right.
Yeah.
From the waist up.
I'm not a fan of your legs.
I felt comfortable wearing shorts today. I wasn't
they look great,
judged.
To be honest.
I feel like your legs are fine. Yeah, she has an issue with them. I think she called them chicken legs or something on the show.
Chicken sticks.
Like
the characters from SpongeBob.
All right, Razor. We'll be watching tomorrow night.
All right, love it.
There he is. We will be. I think Foyer is going to examine my ear next.
No.
Should I let him?
I'm sticking around for that.
I'm just
going to sit in the corner here and watch this.
What if there's there could be like spiders or something living in there.
Yeah, that'll be a problem.
Or it could just be old age.
Right.
He'll be able to see all that with his little contraption.
Yeah, yes. He's not going to do like a full gyno exam on me. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
He might tell you to open up your, stick your tongue out.
Do I have to cough? Am I supposed to? If he says cough, I'm not doing it. All right. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.